Welcome back to hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to continue our conversation with ESPN's Freddie Coleman. Tom Brady, he's a prideful guy. I really doubt what he's going to drop the fight and accept a suspension. I mean, you think he's just going to walk away from it and move forward?
Oh, goodness, no. He's not doing that at all because right. He doesn't believe he did anything wrong. And it's like the old line from Seinfeld when George Costanza looked at Jerry and said, Terry, it's not a lie if you believe it. Well, Tom Brady believes he did nothing wrong, and the Patriots believe that they didn't do anything wrong. But if they felt that way, then why did Tom Brady destroy his cell phone when the NFL wanted to have that as evidence to try to get to the bottom of this whole situation? He destroyed all of that. If you weren't guilty of anything, then why would you do that? Yeah, I know you don't trust the National Football League. I get that. But I'm going to clear my name, and I know there's nothing on there that can implicate me. I'm like, look, here's my cell phone. When you finish with it, destroy it because there's nothing on there you're going to find that's going to implicate me. The NFL and Tom Brady had a chance to get together in a room and say, okay, we knew you did something wrong. And the Patriots, all they had to say was, look, we didn't know that this was going past the rules. We're sorry. We'll pay the fine, and that's that. Had that happened, we're not talking about this almost 2 years after the fact, what happened that night in the AFC Championship game between the Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts.
You are listening to the voice of Freddie Coleman of ESPN tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I just have to wonder, you know, when you think about the Patriots' record, what will it be after those first four games of the season?
Oh, they'll clearly survive because Bill Belichick is one of the greatest coaches, not of this generation, but of any generation. You could put him anywhere, and his teams would have succeeded, no matter how you feel about him. But Jimmy Garoppolo is not a slouch. He's just playing behind one of the four greatest quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. But they have enough faith that they believe that for four games, they're not going to be 1-3 or 0-4. They honestly believe they can win all four of those games because that's how much faith they have in him as a quarterback. Is he going to be Tom Brady? Of course not. You can't even put those two in the same box. But we're not talking about replacing Tom Brady with a stiff because Jimmy Garoppolo is far from that. Plenty of teams are salivating, hoping that the Patriots will let him go and trade him so they can get their hands on him. They're still in good hands because of Bill Belichick, who's an outstanding coach, and Jimmy Garoppolo, who's a lot better, even though people have not been able to see it so far with the Patriots, because Tom Brady has been that good, that healthy, and that dominant as an elite quarterback.
Okay, so Tom Brady, he's going to miss the games against Arizona, Miami, Houston, and Buffalo, and his first game back, poor Cleveland. It's going to be against the Browns, October the 9th. I'm sure you got that calendar circled.
Well, if you're Tom Brady, you know, what did he do last year when he felt picked on and everything? Outside of his offensive line, he almost tore apart the league. Don't think for one second with a better offensive line that he's not going to try to do the same thing again and have that kind of sold there to the National Football League, to any judge that ruled against him, and especially Roger Goodell, public enemy number one, as far as he's concerned, and Patriots, our fans, are concerned, being the commissioner of the NFL.
Okay, so the 2016 NFL draft, it is underway. I wanted to get your reaction, Freddie, to Jamarcus Russell. He wants to mount another comeback. He hasn't played since 2009. What team's going to give him a chance? Will he get an opportunity?
Yeah, the Empire Football League, if he wants to play for the Marlboro Shamrocks up in Massachusetts, sure, he can get an opportunity there. But a biggie, there's no way an NFL team is going to take a chance on him because you mentioned it. 2009 was the last time he played in the NFL. That's 7 years away.
That's crazy.
He wasn't that good when he was there when he got drafted by the Raiders back in 2009 playing for any organization. I mean, he's a nice enough guy. He's done so many great things for his community. I give him a lot of credit for that. But there's no way I'm taking a chance on a guy that wasn't good at all when he was in the National Football League and has been out the league for 7 years. I don't think he's learned how to be a better quarterback in that seven-year period. Maybe he has to go to an open tryout and maybe impress people that way. That's the only way that he's going to get back in the NFL. But there's not one team out there in a quarterback-starved league, that's the National Football League, that is thinking about that. They'll ask Dan Marino to come out of retirement a lot quicker than seeing that Jamarcus Russell can have a chance and a second opportunity to prove he can be a good quarterback in the NFL.
Our NFL news and notes continue. Just a few more minutes with Freddie Coleman of ESPN. I also want to get a hit on your reaction to the All-Pro cornerback Josh Norman signs a $75 million deal with the Washington Redskins. Freddie, you're the ultimate visionary. I bet you saw this coming, right?
Oh, God, no. I mean, in a way, when the minute they rescinded the franchise tag, I've seen how Dave Gettleman, the GM, has done things like this. He is not going to be the kind of guy that is going to be bullied or going to be strong-armed. he looked at Josh Norman and he said, yeah, I know that you had an elite cornerback season, but it took you a little bit of a while to get there, and you're going to be 29 years of age. So we believe in you. But the minute that he was asking for more money, Dave Gettleman was like, look, I'm going to pay Luke Kuechly. I'm going to pay Thomas Davis. I'm going to pay Cam Newton. But I'm not going to pay you, and I still don't know how good or great you're going to be. And I don't blame the Redskins for overpaying for him, because if you're in a division, if Tony Romo's healthy with Dallas and Eli Manning with the New York Giants, you have a shutdown corner, and they believe they got that guy, or else they would not have spent $37 million in guaranteed money for him. But it told me a lot when Josh Norman said, you know what, I fired my agent, I wanted to sign the franchise tag, but at that point it had gone too far where Dave Gettleman said, look, you decided to have those people represent you. We had done well by you, and then that's the kind of tactic you pull on us. We'll find another cornerback, an undrafted guy that is going to help our defense and not have to overpay him and not have to worry about these kind of situations creeping up. Because if that happened after a franchise tag, what would happen if he tried to sign a long-term deal? I'm not saying one is right or one is wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think the Carolina Panthers made that decision because they know who's most important on their team. Josh Norman did not fit that profile.
Well, Josh Norman, he gets the sensational contract, and it certainly tells us that Freddie Money talks, doesn't it?
Money talks, and you know who wired up walking? Josh Norman to get more money for the Washington Redskins when it was all said and done.
Simply the best. Freddie Coleman of ESPN, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for carving out some time. I know you got a busy show tonight. Thanks, Freddie.
Yeah, anything for you, my friend. Always glad to talk to you, and you be well, and God bless.
Absolutely. Much more coming up here in hour number two at YSR. You stay close.